Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart represents a district that stretches across southwest Florida and South Florida, two areas among the hardest hit by skyrocketing flood insurance premiums. Diaz-Balart says he's working with House members on a bill delaying the hikes while also dealing with some of the underlying problems causing them. But he says there are people from both parties in the House that are opposed to changing any part of the federal flood insurance program.
It's up to us to convince the majority of our colleagues of how devastating this would be to the entire U.S. economy, to families, to people losing their homes.
Last year, Congress passed the Biggert Waters Flood Insurance Reform Act, which compels people in flood-prone areas to shore up the national flood insurance program that is billions of dollars in debt. A bill delaying the hikes for 4 years recently passed in the Senate, and Diaz-Balart says the U.S. House is poised to pass its own bill next week.
We have the majority leader who's on our side, Eric Cantor. We continue to work on it. I'm convinced that within a very short order, we're going to be able to bring to the floor, hopefully next week, a bill which continues on the road to reform the system so that the system itself doesn't go bankrupt while not having a process where people, frankly, are going to be priced out of their homes.
Diaz-Balart says the bill was supposed to go up for a vote this week, but there are still two minor issues to iron out. He says next week it will be brought up as a suspension bill, which allows it to bypass committee stops where there's significant resistance to changing Biggert Waters. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.